And we're back on the Big FM 93.7 on the drive home with Sly. Joining us now, Susanna Peterson with the Badger Childhood Cancer Network. It's been about a year, right, since we talked on the air?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
All right. Let's give the listeners a synopsis of what it is and why they should care.
Sure. So the Badger Childhood Cancer Network is a local nonprofit. We provide support and services to families who have a child who's been diagnosed with cancer.
And sometimes more than one child.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yep. You've done the interview with me before where you met the family that had twins and both of them.
Unbelievable.
Had leukemia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So why?
Well, you know, a long time ago, this organization was founded, like a lot of little nonprofits, just around a coffee table with some parents who needed support. And it was prior to when we had the world-renowned American Family Children's Hospital here in town. And families needed support from one another in terms of emotional support, but families were also hurting economically, and that continues to be a problem today. So the organization was founded, and now we continue to serve a lot more children than we did then, upwards of 300 a year.
You really serve the children's families, right?
We do, yeah. There are some programs that are specific to the children, but when a childhood cancer diagnosis is made, a family is really affected economically. Statistics show that generally families lose about 40% of their income because one parent needs to accompany the child to Madison for treatment and appointments and things like that. And so we provide financial assistance to families so that they can keep up with bills and things like that.
They have to stay at hotels in Madison?
Yeah.
What about families in Madison? Do they get help on this as well?
Absolutely.
It isn't just for people coming from outside.
No. We see people from all over the state, but there are families in Madison. Too,
yeah, and even our listeners in Freeport. I know people from Freeport and Northwest Illinois that use UW Hospital.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, so how did you get involved with this?
Well, I had been in nonprofit management for quite a while. And
like the Trump Foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Similar to that?
Exactly, yeah. Just like that. When this opportunity came about, it looked like something that I would be interested in. It's a great job. You know, it has its downsides, that's for sure. It can be very unsettling. But I get to wear lots of hats, and we pride ourselves in just having me. I'm the only staff, so all of the funds that we raise, for the most part.
Susanna's actually wearing a very funny hat today.
Yeah.
It's got horns on it.
Exactly.
All right. So I shouldn't bury the lead here. I always do this. I bury the lead. You've got an event coming up.
We do. We have our annual superhero run, and that's happening October 1st, which is next Saturday, at Kiva Sports Center in Middleton. And
all right. What's the date on this now?
It's Saturday, October 1st.
Saturday, October 1st. That would be this coming.
Yeah.
That would be this coming Saturday.
That's right.
Right? Okay.
That's right.
And when, where, why?
Kiva Sports Center in Middleton. The event serves as our biggest fundraiser of the year. While we're closely associated with the American Family Children's Hospital, we receive no funding from them. So any outside funding we get is done through grant writing and donations and events like this. So this is a chance for families to come out, very family friendly. Bring your dog if you want. Run, walk, and dress up if you want. Favorite superhero or something silly, or don't dress up at all. But all of it is to raise funds for the program that we have.
How much money does it cost to operate this every year? How much money do you dole out?
Oh boy. I would say probably as far as our financial assistance and gas cards and transportation assistance and that kind of thing, grocery cards, is well over $70,000 a year.
All right. You're a 501c3. What does that mean?
We are. We're a nonprofit. That means as far as the IRS is concerned.
Like a legitimate nonprofit.
We are a legitimate nonprofit.
Some people use those numbers and they shouldn't.
That's right.
But you are, all right. So, you know, I don't mean to be crude here, but this is tax deductible, right?
It is, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, to the fullest extent allowed by law.
All right. So you've been around for 15 years. You've helped about 300 children's families, right?
Yeah, throughout any given year, yeah.
How do you determine who gets help?
We don't turn anybody away. We do rely on the social workers at the American Family Children's Hospital to refer families to us.
Wow.
So we don't take anybody cold calling just because our budget wouldn't support it. But a social worker will meet with a family, and if it's deemed, you know, by the family and the social worker that, you know, they need some assistance, then they send an application our way, and we get in touch with the family.
So financial support, but these families, and they say you have social workers there. What happens with when Children aren't supposed to get cancer.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They haven't abused their body with cigarettes, right? They haven't, right. You're right. They're not, they're generally not overweight. They haven't had years of abuse of their body through drugs or alcohol. They're not supposed to, this isn't supposed to happen.
No, it's not, but.
And it hits people like a, people like a rock.
Right. Right. And people are shocked to hear that it is the number one disease killer of children. So
it is?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I would say that about 43 kids a day are diagnosed with cancer. And to visualize that, that's about one school bus full of kiddos. So that's a lot.
So it knocks people off their feet to begin with.
It does, because it's a terrible thing. And then families begin to fall apart because there are these economic issues that I addressed and, you know, marriages are suddenly stressed.
Well, they may be stressed to begin with.
Absolutely. Right? I tell people all the time that, you know, this isn't the only issue facing these families. I have had families that we've supported that I have a child with cancer, but they also have a child with autism and a mother with, you know, significant mental health issues. So families come to us in all shapes and sizes and in all kinds of straits.
Well, and some families are taking care of an elderly loved one as well.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, when I grew up, most of my mother didn't work, and nor did most of my friends' mothers work. It was a one, you know, we weren't rich, but we had one income that supported the whole household. That's pretty rare now.
It really is. It is. So we've got families where mom is the only caretaker, and she's working 2 to 3 jobs, and she has other kids, and then she has a child with cancer, and she doesn't have a car. You know, so we see some really dire situations.
Susanna Peterson with the Badger Childhood Cancer Network with us on the Big FM 93.7 on the Drive Home with Sly. If people want to donate, if they are don't have a family or they aren't interested in going out to your event on October 1st, how do they go about that?
They can go to our website, which is badgerchildhoodcancer.org.
And that's, you can donate right online.
Right. Secure. Online there. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. And
go ahead.
Oh, if they're interested in the superhero run, the website for that is badgersuperhero.com.
Okay. As far as the government goes, you don't get any help from the government for this?
We don't. No, no. I do a lot of grant writing, and that's where a lot of our money comes from, is, you know, individual foundations and things like that. But we don't do research, so, you know, we're not eligible for any of those kinds of dollars.
Oh, okay. So this is something that has got to be for avoid. If you weren't there, what would happen?
You know, families wouldn't have the kind of immediate lifeline assistance that we're able to provide them. You know, there's bureaucracy with other organizations that families need to go through, and it takes a while, and there's lots of different qualifiers families have to have financially. And, you know, as long as the social workers deem a family, you know, eligible or, you know, in need. And as I said, you know, families come to us, and at some point they're going to need assistance, because childhood cancer diagnoses, you know, are long term. The protocol for treatment is long term, you know. So at some time within the 3 years that, you know, a child may need treatment, they'll find themselves needing something from us. So there wouldn't be that kind of immediate assistance.
So when you say that, you know, the protocol is a long time, how long is it generally?
Well, boys with leukemia, the treatment protocol is about 3.5 years.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So families, you know, initially are living at the children's hospital. So the kinds of things we provide them right off the bat in terms of a new diagnosis bag filled with toiletries and games and activities and distraction items for kids is critical. And then, you know, we're there to help with gas cards so they can get to and from, because those costs add up. You know, we help with groceries because families are not cooking at home very much and they're on the road a lot. But you know, those kids who are at home need food too, so.
See, I'm not a parent, so, you know, my thought is, okay, just drop your kid off at the hospital and come pick them up when they're done.
Yeah, right, yeah, when they're done, 3 years later.
But it doesn't work
no.
like that.
No, it doesn't at all.
That's kind of expensive, so you're able to help with part of it, right?
Yep, we're able to help with part of it.
So 3 years, that's one person.
Yeah.
3 years.
Right.
What do they generally get as far as assistance? Does it depend?
Well, what we can provide is an allotted amount every 6 months right now, currently, is the way we're able to help. help. And that's with direct assistance. We provide money to help with utilities and rent or mortgage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if a family starts falling behind on housing payments, then you're looking at a potential eviction, you know, if they're renting, I should say. And that's not healthy for anybody involved, you know, and threatens the safety of a very critically ill child to begin with. So,
all right, we'll talk about some of your other programs, how you're able to help people and how people can get involved with this. The Badger Childhood Cancer Network having a superheroes run walk coming up Saturday, October 1st at the Kiva Recreation Center in Middleton. Susanna Peterson with us on the Big FM 93.7. And we're back on the Big FM 93.7 on the drive home with Sly. Susanna Peterson with us. She is with the Badger Childhood Cancer Network. So how many people work for you?
It's me, but I've got a good I got a good group of volunteers, so I'm lucky that way.
Okay, so this is not a top-heavy group.
Not at all. Nope. We pride ourselves on having very little overhead so that the money that we do bring in and that we fundraise for goes pretty much directly into the pockets of families who need it.
Not a bunch of administrative costs.
No, no.
Not fancy hotels and limos. And
no, nope. I don't have any fancy tower I work out of.
Okay, all right. What is your bead program?
The Hero Bead Program awards children with a special bead for each kind of treatment that they have, or, you know, maybe a needle poke or inpatient visit or clinic appointment and other milestones that occur while a child's on treatment. As we talked about, it's a lengthy time that they're receiving treatment and going through this kind of thing and not necessarily living the normal kid life. So kids kind of get into stringing the beads and getting to visualize, you know, it's a tangible way for them to look at everything that they've gone through, and they often get into competitions with one another about these long strings of beads that they can make, and they wear them, and it's just something fun for them to do, and again, kind of a tangible way to, they can visualize their strength and everything they've been through and that kind of thing.
So you're not just thinking about paying for hotel rooms or mortgage payments. You kind of work with the family in some other uplifting ways?
We do. We have quarterly parties. We have a spring kids fishing day so that kids can get out on the water with their family and do some fishing with some guides that know the area, and that's always lots of fun. You know, Badger sporting outings and other fun activities so families can kind of feel normalized. You know, siblings are free to come along and everybody just has a good time instead of, you know, pretty much being in a medical setting. This gives them an opportunity to be in a non-medical setting.
Okay, you spend your time raising money.
Uh-huh.
But do you spend your time with these families?
I do.
So you do both those things.
I do both those things.
Do you follow through on these families? I mean, I'm not sure I could do this because not every story has a happy ending,
right? It doesn't, no.
I think it's probably getting better.
But it is.
From when St. Jude's first opened so many years ago, and Danny Thomas was involved in that whole effort.
And
the Shriners. And there is something special about seeing a kid without hair with a bunch of tubes hooked up to them that literally rips people's hearts open.
It is. But, you know, there's still a quarter of kids with cancer who won't survive their disease. So,
yeah, but that means a 75% do.
Right.
Right?
Right, which is great. And you're right. It has gotten better.
Although some of these drugs now that they've come up with, the cancer doesn't go away. It becomes a kind of a chronic thing, doesn't it?
Yep. And, you know, parents are always then, after a diagnosis and after treatment's done, sort of waiting for the next shoe to drop. You know, child gets a fever. Oh, no. You know, is this the recurrence? And that's just very stressful.
Or does the drug's effectiveness begin to stop working, right?
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of our patients who have been through, who have had a brain tumor, you know, suffer ill effects in terms of, you know, some learning disabilities and things like that happen. So they're stuck with some chronic, you know, chronic issues beyond the cancer.
It's not like the movies where boom,
no,
done.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not glamorous at all.
What has been kind of your most effective way to get people to figure out this is something important?
Oh boy, you know.
I mean, has this community stepped up?
I think so. You know, thanks to people like you who allow us to get out on the airwaves and just doing a lot of marketing and branding and letting folks know who we are. We're a small organization, but we're doing big things for families. So, you know, just being able to get our message out there is very helpful. And we do have a pretty loyal donor base. We're lucky for that. But We could always do more for folks and help more families.
You have some of the same donors that you go back to. Yep. I bet you end up getting help from some of the families that you helped.
We do, and that's the greatest thing to see is that people always want to give back in some humane way. And so what we find is that parents who have received assistance from us then step forward and volunteer at an event or, you know, mentor other families. We have a support group that meets once a month, and those families come back to that group, you know, not necessarily needing support anymore for themselves.
Right.
But being there for other families to let them know, you know, what they've been through and to share stories and things like that.
Badger Childhood Cancer Center Network, Susanna Peterson with us again coming up this Saturday. What time in Middleton?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Registration begins at 8.
Mm-hmm. Superhero.
Yep, right? Superhero Run, yep. BadgerSuperhero.com.
Is this for kids to run or their parents?
Everybody. Families are, yep.
Dogs?
Kids, dogs too, yep.
Okay.
Parents, kids, siblings, friends.
Is this your biggest fundraiser of the year?
It is. It is. Yep. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. We have a dodgeball game that goes on concurrently, you know, dodgeball.
Is dodgeball politically correct anymore? Can they play dodgeball? Isn't that a microaggression?
We overlook that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I want to make sure you don't have microaggressions going
on.
That's right. Let me ask you about personalizing this. You know, I know a lot of charities, people like to sponsor someone in particular,
mm-hmm.
right? They like
mm-hmm.
to focus on. Do you have something like that?
Well, I would say probably the best example of that would be our Adopt-A-Family program
uh-huh.
over the holidays. And we've been so lucky to have so many individuals and businesses and corporations come forward at that time of year to adopt a specific family for which they then buy gifts and gift cards and, you know.
Cancer doesn't take the holidays off.
It doesn't. No, no. Not at all.
So you can literally sponsor a family over the holidays.
Right, right. We work in, as hard as we can to get as many families in that program. We choose some of our neediest families, of course, and then they are matched with an individual or business, and they just have been so gracious in. You should see the items that come through the door, and they're things that families really need. So.
Such as?
Well, you know, to be honest, we've had donors buy furniture for families because sometimes families split up, oftentimes because of the nature of the diagnosis. And so mom ends up moving out or dad moves out and doesn't have a chair to sit in. So we've been lucky to have donors.
They move out, but you're saying because they divorce?
Yeah. Marriages break up a lot based on,
How do you cope with all this?
What do you mean? Emotionally?
Emotionally, yes.
Yeah, it's rough. Some days I drive home with tears. So, yeah, that's the way it is.
So this is something, and of course, then you got to pay rent and a mortgage or two rents or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yep. We end up helping both households out.
And some people lose their homes.
Absolutely. Right? You bet. Yep. In fact, it was just 2 weeks ago I helped a family avoid eviction. I was able to work with some funds that the hospital had and the allotment that we were able to provide. And
Are they able to kind of shelter kids from these extraneous mom and dad fighting or the house is under foreclosure, that sort of thing? Because I have to believe that if you're fighting cancer, it takes every ounce of strength. And we all know that stress is a really bad thing for your body. It creates some substances that make it much harder to fight off the common cold,
right.
Much less cancer.
Right, exactly. You know, I don't know. It depends on the household, and that's really tough.
But if you can keep the family somewhat stabilized.
That's right. And what we found is the amount of money that we're able to provide a family, throughout the year generally is enough to keep them stabilized, exactly, so that, you know, the life and health of the critically ill child is not affected.
Are there other cancer support networks like at the Children's Hospital in Milwaukee? Is this just something that's done in Madison?
Yeah, you know, we're pretty unique in the kinds of supports and services we offer. So we do see kids from all over the state. I don't believe there's anything like us in the Milwaukee area, no.
So this is unique to UW Hospital. And by the way, is the hospital cooperative at all other than referral?
In what way are you thinking?
I don't know. Do they accommodate you in any way, shape, or form?
They do. Uh-huh. They're supportive. Their staff often comes to our events. In fact, the nurses have, pediatric oncology nurses have a team that'll be participating in the run.
Okay.
So yeah, there is some crossover.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Because I have to believe there's got to be some sort of coordination and help.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thank you for coming on,
even though it's
not a cheery topic,
but it
is something that's necessary.
That's right. Thanks again for having me. It's great.
Well, we're always glad to do it, and you know, I hope the family that we had on last year, I hope they're okay.
They're coming along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Appreciate it. Susanna Peterson, Badger Childhood Cancer Network, this Saturday, 9 o'clock, Kiva Recreational Center in Middleton. It's the Superhero Run Walk, and it's their biggest fundraiser of the year. If you can't do that, then you should go online to what site?
BadgerChildhoodCancerNetwork.org.
All right. Susanna, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Sly.
The Big FM 93.7 on the Drive Home with Sly.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.